Broadcasting dockside along the Black River in downtown Port Huron, here's Paul Miller on WPHN.
All right, it is 10:41 now. We are dockside. We're along the Black River here in downtown Port Huron, where everything's going to be happening today and tomorrow as well. You can hear the party is already getting started. The parking lot has just been scrubbed clean. The street sweeper just went by, and we hope that they're done because it's a loud machine. We're joined right now by St. Clair football legend. Can we call you that, Tim Lolito?
No, I don't think we can call it legend yet.
But a local guy who had a great career here, went on to play in the NFL. That's the dream, right?
That's it. 5 years.
5 years. And 5 years and out? Is that it?
Yep. Yeah, it looks looking, body saying it's time to retire.
You know? We were just talking off the air about what a tough sport that is. But you've got so much else going on. You've got your Lolito's Legacy Fund. You've got your party in the plaza coming up next week, right?
Yeah, that's Thursday, July 19th there. And down there in St. Clair Plaza down there, starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets, you can get tickets $40 online at lolitoslegacy.org, and then at Murphy's too. They have them at the right behind the counter there. So
how many years you've been putting that party on?
Is this the second year doing it?
Last year was the first year.
Yeah, we had a ton. It was awesome. So this is the second year. This is the fifth year for camp though. So that's kind of how the whole foundation got started. So we started doing the camp, came back, did a free camp for kids, and a lot of people wanted to get involved with it. So we said, hey, you know, let's start a foundation. And what we're gonna do is, you know, kind of what was, you know, important to me and what I went through as a kid was, you know, I grew up, you know, very poor and didn't really have a whole lot of money and didn't have a whole lot of extra money to spend on the pay to play and things like that, that, you know, that schools are making kids play to participate in sports. So we started doing that 2 years ago for kids in the area. And I mean, the first year we had over 116 kids, something like that, and it's just grown since then.
That's terrific. That's great. Yeah, tell us about the camp a little bit more.
Yeah, so we have a camp every year. Like I said, this is the fifth year of doing it. I've had guys, legends, actual legends, not like you said before, but actual legends like Michael Lewis from wide receiver from the Saints. He's a Hall of Famer for the Saints, a wide receiver, come out and he's fantastic. He does a great job with the kids. And then I had my buddy Mark Ingram, running back for the Saints, come out. And we've had guys, Jake Lantman, wide receiver for the Saints, from when I was playing down there. And then most recently I've had guys from colleges, especially, you know, Grand Valley where I went, come out. And those guys do a fantastic job. I mean, the coaches and all the organizers at Grand Valley do such a great job because they run their camps all summer long, and it's kind of like, you know, just they've got those kids trained to where, hey, these kids are coming in for camp, and it's a pretty special deal. And two, I like doing it with the college kids because it kind of gives the high schoolers a chance to shoot for, you know, something to shoot for, where, you know, they see pro athletes and pro football players, you know, and when Mark was out there, everyone could not stop talking about his calves. They're like, oh my God, look at Mark Ingram's calves. Like, I have to have those are the size calves that I have to be a running back in the NFL. And then, yeah, Mark's a freak though, you know, he's one of a kind. He's a one of a kind human. So it makes more sense to me to have the college kids and one or two football players or NFL guys come out than, you know, five or six. So, I really like that feeling of the kids having something to strive for, and it's very obtainable, you know.
Yeah, and then you can kind of follow the progress some of these kids go through.
Absolutely,
your camp
absolutely.
That's really neat.
I think we have a couple kids, not necessarily go to the D1 level, but there was definitely some that went to the D3 and D2 level.
That's fantastic. Did you ever, I mean, like I said before, you know, the NFL is the dream, but did you ever, when did you start to think, yeah, I can really do this?
You know what? For me, I was always the big kid, but I really wasn't the most standout athlete or anything like that. It wasn't really until I got into college and had some really great coaches like Tim Morrison, who's there now, and then we had a couple other coaches there that really helped me, kind of mold me into my own. You know, they taught me the fundamentals of actually, like, hey, this is what being an offensive lineman is all about. And it wasn't until probably my sophomore and junior year where when one of the coaches are like, hey, we got, you know, these NFL scouts coming in. Do you mind one of them watching you at practice? I'm like, I don't care.
No,
you know?
Bring them on.
So it was kind of, you know, right at that moment, like you said, it kind of clicked in. It was like, hey, this is, if they're coming now, you know, I still had to go through my senior year, then this could be something, you know.
What a great way to give back through the camp and the foundation, the Lolito's Legacy organization, which has the party in the plaza next Thursday, the 19th.
Yep.
How much tickets? Where do you get tickets? Give us all the details if you want to go to the party.
Yep. So $40 at Murphy's. They have them there, or Lolito'sLegacyFoundation.org. They're online, and there's they have them there. But and then you can also get them to the day of. They're $50 day of, just because. Whatever, you know.
it's all for good cause.
All planning, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Pre-planning. But no, we. So what it includes is you get two free drink tickets. So you come in and get whatever drink you want, and then we're also going to have the Drifters right there that just opened up down there with the LaCroix sisters. Mm-hmm. They're doing our hors d'oeuvres and things like that.
Oh, great.
And small plates, and yeah, so we're really excited about that this year. So you get all the hors d'oeuvres and two free drink tickets, and then we're gonna have some live auction items, some silent auction items up there. So it's beautiful. It's usually great weather. It's not gonna rain.
That's,
you know,
well, the early look at the forecast right now looks good. It's gonna maybe a shade cooler than it is today.
Perfect.
Sunny skies.
I remember last year it was really warm last year. So.
But you had a great turnout, and I think everybody that was there is gonna want to come back, and those that didn't go last year have a chance to go this year.
Absolutely. I think especially being the first year last year, and Kelly standing here last year, she did a phenomenal job. She had limited amount of time. I think she had like 3.5 weeks to throw everything together, and we saw what it was last year, and now she's had, you know, 6 months to plan it, so we're incredibly excited for it.
No pressure, Kelly, but it's going to be even
no
bigger
pressure.
And better than last year. Tim, thanks so much for coming by. We appreciate it. Are you going to be down here tonight?
Yes, I'll be down here tonight meandering around. I just went over by the river here and saw all the boats, and it's crazy how many boats are up here right now. It's awesome.
Best time of year. We absolutely love it. Tim Lolito, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very
much. Thanks, Paul.